the body wisdom process. Begin by thinking about a part of your body that you have had trouble with or judgment about. It might be the site of an injury that hasn't healed completely, or it could be a place where there is disease or pain. Concentrate on that part of your body, the one part that you're struggling with. As you consider this body part or body issue, focus your attention on any sensations that are associated with the problem. It might be very localized, such as low back pain, or it could be more general, such as the weight you want to lose. We're going to move from think to feel. Put your attention on whatever sensations are coming to attention. Focus on the things that you can feel right now, not memories or ideas. Your body is giving you feedback all the time in the form of sensations. And if you don't take the time to feel them, you don't get the feedback, the information. So open yourself to really feel whatever's there right now. Welcome in the feelings and the sensations that are associated with this body problem or issue, even if they're unpleasant or painful. If it's helpful, imagine that these body sensations are a best friend that comes knocking on your door because they're in pain and they need your help. You'd welcome them in and immediately come to their aid. That's the attitude, caring and interested. And focus now on the shape and size of the sensation. Every sensation has a specific space that it occupies, and it also has its outermost edges. So find the outermost edges of the sensation. Sometimes those edges extend past the physical body, and if that's true, it's perfectly okay. Use your attention to investigate where the sensation is located and what shape it is. It might be a regular shape, like a sphere, or it might be irregular or amorphous, like an amoeba. Whatever shape your sensation is, get a sense of where all of its outermost edges are located, and what the general shape is, and where it's located. How would you describe it? Take a moment and describe it to yourself. Sometimes the outermost edges are clearly defined, and sometimes they kind of fade out. If yours fade out, find the edge by exploring out until it's not there anymore. That's the outermost edge. Now I'd like you to measure as accurately as you can the exact dimensions of this shape. You can use inches or centimeters or feet. How wide is it from side to side? And how tall is it? How deep is it? You can pretend you're holding a ruler or a yardstick up to the sensation. And some sensations extend way out of the body, so if yours goes out 20 feet, that's fine. Whatever is true for you in your experience is true. There are no limitations in this space. Just report to yourself whatever your measurements were. Now I'd like you to notice that this sensation has some weight. If you put it on a scale, how much would it weigh? You can either estimate it or take an imaginary scale and weigh it on the scale. Get a sense for how much weight it has and note that to yourself. It might be lighter than air. It might weigh a ton. Whatever is true for you, that's fine. Now, some sensations have a pressure, and if so, that pressure pushes in a particular direction with a particular amount of force. So, for example, if you feel pressure pushing in on your chest, you could notice that it's the amount of pressure that 10 pounds of weight would push. So, if your sensation has pressure, notice its direction and the measure of pressure in pounds or kilograms. Whatever answer you get is fine. Just allow that information to come through and take note of it. Next, I'd like you to notice that the sensation has a particular temperature. Is it warmer or cooler than surrounding body temperature? If you put a thermometer up to it, what would the thermometer read? Your body hovers around 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. Is your sensation warmer than that? Cooler than that? About the same? Note to yourself whatever the temperature is. Now notice that you can detect a color to the sensation. If it had a color, what color would it be? And how would you describe this color to another person? If it's red, what kind of red is it? Brick red or apple red? If it's green, is it sea green or lime green? Does it have sparkles or a variety of colors? Whatever you notice, take note of it and describe it to yourself. Sensations also have a texture, as if they're made of some material. So if your sensation was made of something, what would it be made of? It might feel like cement or steel or clay, foam, even emptiness. Whatever it feels like it's made of, take note of that. And whatever comes to mind is fine, even if it doesn't make sense. There are no right or wrong answers. There are only your experiences. Now I'd like you to notice whether your sensation has some movement to it, or vibration, or whether it's still. Take a look and see what's true, and decide how you would describe the movement if it has one. Next, we're going to have a short dialogue with the sensation. In this imaginal realm, sensations will answer our questions. So put your attention on this sensation and ask it, "What belief are you?" And listen to whatever it says. Listen closely and take whatever information it may give you. It could come in any form. It could come in words or pictures, movies, memories, or just knowing something. Take whatever you get and note it to yourself. If your sensation hasn't spoken, say to it gently and firmly, "I want to know, what belief are you? Please answer me in a language I can understand." Now again, it may give you a picture or an experience or anything. Just accept whatever you get as an answer, even if you don't understand it, and then thank it for communicating with you. Now say to the sensation, "Do you have any other information for me?" Then listen and watch carefully and receive whatever information it gives you. And when you've received it, say, "Thank you for giving me this information." Now say to the sensation, "I have received your message. You may now go if you wish." And then let it go. Take your attention off of it. You don't have to do anything else, just let it do whatever it does. And now I'd like you to travel to your belief closet. You know where it is, so you can travel there quickly. I'll give you a minute to go to your ideal home and make your way to your master bedroom and into your belief closet. Now find yourself standing in front of your mirror and close your imaginal eyes. And now feel what it feels like to hold the belief or the information that you were given by the sensation. Say the belief to yourself or repeat the information and feel it as if it's 100% true. And when you're really feeling it and feeling what it feels like to hold that belief, open your imaginal eyes and look into the mirror to see what outfit or form that your subconscious mind has painted to represent this belief or this information. Whatever appears there, allow it to appear. If nothing appears, that's okay too. Just feel whatever you're feeling and see whatever you're seeing. And now you get to decide, is this a belief that you want to keep or is it one you want to let go of? If what you have is a sensation rather than a belief or an outfit, the question still applies. Is this a sensation that you wish to keep, or is it one you want to let go of? If you've decided to let it go, go ahead and take it off, just as you would any costume or clothing. If it's a sensation, just step out of it, because it's something you took on, just like clothing. So as you're taking this off, let it all fall to the floor. Any outfit, any feelings, any sensations, information, or experiences. And check to see whether it's inside your body. And if so, pull it out from inside of you and let that fall to the floor too. If you need help, if it's stuck on you or in you, ask for help from an ancestor, a guide, an angel. Just call in someone that can help you take this off and out of you. And when it's all off of you and out of you and fallen to the floor, take a step away from all that stuff on the floor and feel what it feels like to not have it in you or on you anymore. Take a breath and feel the relief. And when you're ready, reach down and pick up this whole thing and ball it up so that it's the size you can hold in your hands. And now we'll go through the appreciation ceremony. Say to it out loud, Thank you for having served me in my life. I've outgrown you, and I don't need you anymore. I have received your message, and your job is now done. I am now sending you back to the nothingness from which you came. And now feel free to add anything else you'd like to say to this belief or this experience or this sensation. And when you're ready, walk over to your incinerator. Open the door if it has one. And place it in the fire, and watch it burn until it's completely gone, nothing left, not even ashes or smoke. Now, sometimes there's a residue, something left in the fire that doesn't burn. If that's the case, just take it out of the fire and set it to the side. The fire doesn't burn you, it only burns beliefs. So thank it for being there, set it to the side, and you can take it into another belief closet session and work with it to find out what it is and discreate it. It's just another belief. Okay, great. So now you've cleared your field of this sensation belief, this experience. And now you get to decide what belief you want to have about this part of your body or this issue that you've been working with. So now come up with a belief, with a statement of what you would like to believe about your body. It might be something you want to believe about your whole body, such as my body is healthy in every way, or I am shining radiant health, or my immune system is functioning perfectly, or I naturally move toward my ideal weight, or my body knows how to heal itself. It might be something about a specific part of your body, like my knee heals completely so that it functions as good as new. And come up with something that is really great, that completely eliminates the particular problem or the issue that you've deleted. What would you like to believe? What's the experience you'd like to have about your body? So choose a new belief, and you can always come back and improve it later. Okay, now feel what it feels like to hold this new belief. Let this new belief be a song that every cell in your body is singing. Let those cells dance and shine out in all directions. Let radiant health glow out of every one of your 50 trillion cells, every tissue, every bone and muscle, every organ. Feel your body radiating with health, with healing, with joy. And see the vision of what your body will look like when you do all those things you know you should do to be healthy and happy, alive and radiant. Feel that sleek, radiant body shining out, wanting to come out of you from your current body. Your physical body is made of matter, and in the physical universe, action is needed to change what's already so in the physical world. So shaping your body requires physical actions on your part. So make a commitment to yourself right now. What are you going to do regularly as a practice to move yourself toward that ideal state of mind and body. Make a commitment that's just right for you. Don't make it something you can't do. That's not helpful. Make it just right for you. You know, it might be as simple as I will stretch 3 times a week every week, or I'll go to the gym 1 every 7 days, or I'll eliminate gluten from my diet. Whatever it is for you that will keep you healthier, whatever will bring you to a better state, let that be your commitment right now, knowing where you want to be in your body and knowing that you have the power to get there. And bring that commitment into every cell of your body. Let every cell acknowledge and approve of this commitment and celebrate it. Yay, that's what I want. That will help me get closer to that ideal that I'm looking for. It will bring me health and happiness. And now see yourself keeping that commitment week after week, month after month, all the way to the end of your life. Feel the impact it's going to have on your life. As you keep that commitment, you'll get healthier and healthier. You'll go more and more toward your ideal weight. It'll get your body moving more easily and gracefully. Whatever it is for you, whether it's a healing an injury or clearing an illness out of your body, let that radiance shine. And when you're ready, walk over to the mirror and see what you look like, shining with this radiance, shining with health. See whether an outfit appears or maybe it just looks like you standing there shining and healthy. Whatever you see in the mirror, accept it. And now let's add to this beauty and this health. Add some mental well-being and emotional well-being and spiritual well-being and social well-being to this mixture, so you can see yourself growing healthier in each of those areas. Hey, what the heck? Throw in financial well-being too while you're at it. So you're just one big well-being right now. Feel that feeling of health and wellness, power and control and ability. Health and happiness. Take a few breaths. Move your body around. Feel what this new body feels like. I feel like going dancing. Who wants to go dancing with me? All right, settle down now. Now look around your belief closet and then make your way out of your master bedroom. And move yourself to your front door, and then outside your home. And as you're walking, feel this new healthy body as you move yourself toward your destination. And standing outside your home, take a deep breath. Smell the beautiful air. Look at the beautiful surroundings. And then gently lift yourself up into the air and fly yourself back to this physical body where you're listening to my voice, where you're sitting in a chair, or you're lying down, and feel your physical body still shining with that radiance. It's shining outward. And feel the commitment that you made to your own health and your own well-being. And before you open your eyes, feel the health shining out of your tissues and your cells. This body is your temple. It's your embodiment in this life. This is your precious body. Make a commitment right now to take really good care of it and love it just as it is and love it just as it will become. Give yourself a big hug, loving that body of yours. And when you're ready, open your eyes and come back into your room.